I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Some lawmakers want passengers to have someone to turn to if they're upset with security screenings at airports after a recent complaint from an elderly woman. With more, here's correspondent Julie Walker.
85-year-old Lenore Zimmerman says she was injured and humiliated when she was strip-searched here at JFK Airport after she asked to be patted down instead of going through a... 85-year-old Lenore Zimmerman says she was injured and humiliated when she was strip-searched here at JFK Airport after she asked to be patted down instead of going through a body scanner because of her defibrillator. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and State Senator Michael Gennaro want the Transportation Security Administration to have a passenger advocate at airports to immediately deal with complaints over security screenings.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says the issue of Mitt Romney's stand on the individual mandate in health care is an important one. The following audio is courtesy of Fox News Sunday.
Mitt can deny this as many times as he wants, but in his first book, hardcover of No Apologies, he clearly stated that individual mandates should be the model for this country.
Perry also says that he's surprised by Mitt Romney's suggestion of a bet during the GOP debate in Iowa.
I was taken a little aback. I'm driving out to the station this morning. I'm pretty sure I didn't drive by a house that anyone in Iowa would even think about that a $10,000 bet was possible.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EBs sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We have two very different but interesting topics for you today. Later in the show, we're going to be speaking with two wonderful ladies from the group Animal Advocates of the United States. They help homeless dogs and cats of Mexico become family pets. And if you've been to Mexico recently, you probably know about the big problem of feral dogs and cats there. But first, we're going to be talking about our diets, and particularly the benefits of a plant-based diet. Remember last year when President Clinton revealed that he had adopted nearly 100% vegan diet? He said, and I quote, "I essentially concluded that I just played Russian roulette because even though I had changed my diet some and cut down on the caloric total of my ingestion and cut back on how much high cholesterol food I was eating, I still was taking in a lot of extra cholesterol," Clinton said. Well, I have to tell you that my reaction was disappointment because he did not utter one word about animal welfare or saving the lives of animals when you refrain from eating them. I thought it was a big missed opportunity to get people to think more about having compassion for animals. Well, of course, there is also value to us in eating a healthier diet, so we thought we would revisit the topic of plant-based diets and our health. There's growing epidemic of disease and obesity due to the typical American diet. And if you believe Clinton, or you don't want to believe Clinton, you can believe me, that a vegan diet may be the solution. So with that, I want to welcome Dr. Don Forrester, who is with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He is a graduate of Georgetown University School of Medicine and has been with Kaiser Permanente in Sacramento for 30 years, where he served as chief of preventive medicine and patient education. A few years ago, he and his wife switched to a vegan diet after reading the book, The China Study. Welcome, Dr. Forrester.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
So Don, what is in the book, The China Study, that had such an impact on you and your wife? Because if I understand correctly, you were already advising patients on healthy eating before the China Study.
Yes, and I've been practicing lacto-ovo-vegetarian for about 20 years, and I knew about the heart disease connection, sort of, and was advising patients on diet with heart disease. But when my wife and I read the book, The China Study, which covers all the chronic diseases, and there's a chapter on heart disease and diabetes and cancer and autoimmune disorders such as arthritis and macular degeneration and dementia, he really pulls together all the nutritional studies in those areas in a very conceptual and powerful way. And especially the information about cancer was new to me. So that was what it was about the book that sort of got me reading more about nutrition, and I started using that in my practice, especially with diabetics. And we changed our lifestyle to a plant-based diet.
Great. So let's start, Don, with some basic medical points. What is coronary artery disease, and why is it important that people know what it is?
Coronary artery disease reflects an inflammation or irritation of the lining of the coronary arteries, which results in subsequent buildup of plaques or blockages. And it's important because it's the leading cause of death in the country, and it affects all the arteries of the body and seems to be very associated with dementia as well. And it's really important because about 20-25% of heart attacks are just sudden and cause death, and people don't get any warning about them.
Don, what is cholesterol, and where does it come from? What does cholesterol have to do with coronary artery disease?
Cholesterol is a substance made by your liver, so it's a necessary part of our bodily functions. Our body uses it to make our cell walls, or it's sort of like the bricks in the wall, and also uses it to make things like hormones that we need. However, our liver makes it all that we need, but we also get it in our body by eating cholesterol products, which are included in animal products, since they have livers. There's no cholesterol in the plant world. And we also, our body makes it from saturated fats and trans fats in the diet. So it's an important substance, and by eating more, it actually causes the inflammation in the lining of the arteries. So by going on a plant-based diet, we consume less cholesterol, and we have less inflammation in the arteries of the body. Although a small percentage of people's livers make a lot of cholesterol, so there's a small segment of the population that would have elevated cholesterols even if they went on a plant-based diet.
So now, as you alluded to, our diet can strongly influence coronary artery disease. What is the best nutritional approach for listeners who have coronary artery disease or wish to avoid it?
A very low-fat, plant-based diet, avoiding processed foods with vitamin B supplementation would be the best approach at this point. Also with consideration to taking a supplement omega-3, which we can talk about a little bit later.
Okay, why vitamin B12 supplement?
Vitamin B is the only vitamin that isn't in plants, and it's actually made by bacteria, so even animals don't get it from plants that they eat. But animals who ingest bacteria also build up vitamin B12. So if you're eating animal products, you're usually getting enough vitamin B12. But once you go on a pure plant-based diet, you're not getting as much vitamin B12, and you need to take a supplement every day. It's important because vitamin B12 is necessary for making good blood and also your nerve function throughout your body. And it's also valuable in helping the body get rid of a substance called homocysteine, which is, some of your listeners may have actually had measured, but it's actually a toxic substance. It's a normal substance, but in elevated amounts can be toxic to the arterial lining. So the vitamin B12 actually allows the body to get rid of that.
Mm. Are there particular plant foods that need to be avoided in people with coronary artery disease?
Right. In addition to the animal products, which contain cholesterol and saturated fat, oils, processed oils, can contain a lot of saturated fat. A lot of people don't know that coconut oil and palm oil, for instance, have 70 or 80% saturated fat, even much more than butter and lard. And even olive oil, for instance, has 17% saturated fat, and canola oil a little less at 14%. So if you go on a plant-based diet, you can eat substances that have a lot of saturated fat. And if you have heart disease, you probably ought to avoid those. So one of the things that's stressed by Dr. Esselstyn, who's an expert in this area, is that you avoid the processed oils.
Right. Now, can you discuss body weight and plant-based diets? I know Clinton lost, I think it was 24 pounds when he switched. Is weight loss typical when vegan diets are adopted?
Yes, very typical. There was a study done that looked at different diets across a large number of people, and people on a standard American diet tended to be the most overweight. If they were semi-vegetarian and just did vegetarian stuff a couple times a week, they would be less fat. Lacto-ovo-vegetarians all the time tended to be even less fat. People that ate fish and plants tended to be even less fat. But the people who had the ideal body weight, for the most part, were people that were on a strict plant-based diet. Typical weight loss is about 1 to 2 pounds per week over time. And the reason this sort of approach works is that the only diet, and I was in practice for 30 years, and the diets that were sort of coming out when I first started practice were starting to come back again. Caloric-restricted diets do not work over time. Only about 4% of people are successful at the end of 2 years. But what happens with a plant-based diet is you eat when you're hungry, and that's the only diet that works. It's called the ad libitum diet, which means you eat when you're hungry. So the idea, your body's hardwired not to be starved. So once you cut back on your calories, your appetite goes up and your metabolism goes down. So your body protects itself against starvation. So the only diet that works is the ad libitum or eat when you're hungry diet. And the best diet for that is a low-fat plant-based diet. Now, that said, you can do a plant-based diet and be over fat if you eat processed oils and refined foods and things like that. But typically, people who are on a plant-based diet are the thinnest and maintain an ideal body weight.
Very interesting. Now, there are clinical studies which support the use of plant-based diet for coronary artery disease. Please tell us about them.
Yeah, it's taken us about 30 or 40 years to really get a fairly good understanding, and I'm sure, of course, the science changes all the time, so we'll learn more in the future, which is exciting. But back in the 80s, we were figuring out that about the inflammation of the arteries. We didn't exactly sure why that was, and we understood that most heart attacks occur in blood vessels that are less than 50% blocked. That's why when people have stents and bypass surgery, it helps the blockage immediately, but it doesn't actually stabilize the arterial lining so it doesn't prevent a lot of heart attacks. And then in the early 1990s, Dean Ornish did a study where he put people on essentially a plant-based diet for up to 5 years, and he noticed that after 1 year, 82% of people had actually reversed or opened up their blockages. And it became apparent that the body is trying to block its arteries but also trying to cure itself all the time. There's a low density or bad cholesterol that tends to cause the buildup and a high density or happy cholesterol that tends to reverse that. And when you put yourself on the correct diet, your body has the opportunity to actually reverse the damage. Now, Esselstyn, then in a subsequent study about the same time, showed that not only would you reverse the blockage, but people who followed a strict low-fat plant-based diet that avoided processed oils actually did not have another heart attack. And he's actually been following people out for 20 years and is about ready to publish a new study, which is over 200 people that he's been following. And then a final study just a couple years ago by Fratiola, and actually Ornish was in the study as well, showed that people who had angina, which is chest pain when you exert yourself, which is a sign of blockage, if you put people with those symptoms on a plant-based diet, in as little as 12 weeks you can reverse the symptoms. And based on some of the studies that have been done at the Cleveland Clinic, it looks like even within 2 or 3 weeks you can reverse the chest pain. And the reason for that isn't that the blockages don't go away that fast. It's just that you have a system that we've learned about in the last 20 years called the nitrous oxide system, which causes relaxation of the blood vessel. And you can reverse that fairly quickly within a couple weeks. So
well,
by reversing
Dr. Forster,
that, it actually increases the blood flow, even though you still have the blockages.
So great. We're going to have to interrupt you. We're going to take a break right now. Dr. Dawn Forster with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. We're talking about the benefits of a plant-based diet. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
Story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial. Plus, a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking with Don Forrester, Dr. Forrester, who's with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Don, just before the break, you were talking about nitrous oxide. Why, being on a plant-based diet, does it alter the nitrous oxide system?
Well, what it does is it avoids the things that actually mess up the nitrous oxide system. It also allows the body to actually dilate the arteries. So it basically is, there are things in the plant-based diet that we don't understand at this point that help promote the nitrous oxide system, but this is what I alluded to earlier, that we're still learning about the science of this whole thing.
Yeah. Now, it's very common for people to take fish oil supplements for cardiovascular health. Can you briefly discuss omega-3 and 6 fatty acids and what they do?
A complicated area, but I think we can simplify it briefly. Your body needs to make fatty acids to make itself work, and there are two that it can't make, and those are the omega-3 and omega-6s. So they're both important for your health. And it looks like the ideal ratio of 6s to 3 is about 1 to 1 or 2 to 1. But in the standard American diet, and even in some vegan diets, it can be as high as 70 or 40 to 1. And the reason this is important is both those substances have to go through the same sort of production line to make what the body needs. So if you have a lot of sixes, you don't get the stuff that the three makes. And what the three makes, the omega-3s make the anti-irritation, anti-clotting substances, whereas the omega-6s make the clotting and the inflammation stuff that you want less of. So by eating less omega-6s and more omega-3s, you tend to get that amount. One way to sort of help yourself is by taking things that contain omega-3s and the products they make, which is EPA and DHA, so that when you eat fish, you actually, or take fish oil, you actually get the those substances that you need. The problem is that when you take the fish oil, you also get other substances in the fish oil, like cholesterol and saturated fat, that contribute to the problem. One of the recent studies showed that people taking supplemental fish oil did not change their blood markers for inflammation in their body as much. So basically, people who eat fish and fish oil are trying to help their omega-3 to omega-6 situation. However, The fish don't actually make omega-3s. They actually get it from algae. So people with heart disease and even people without heart disease should probably, if they want to take omega-3 supplementations on the recommendation of their physician, there are six companies that make capsules that contain algae-based omega-3s that are actually in a capsule that is non-animal-based, a non-gelatin capsule. And that's what I recommended for my patients.
Mm, very good. So you mentioned some positives and negatives. Please expand on that, the positives and negatives of consuming fish in an otherwise, let's say, vegan diet.
Well, fish, as I mentioned, come with cholesterol and saturated fat, but all the fish that are caught in the United States contain mercury. Fish in the ocean not only contain mercury, but they also contain arsenic, the polychlorobiphenyls, which are carcinogens, plasticizers. In addition to the fact that by eating fish, you contribute to the degradation of the ocean, not to mention the suffering of the fish. So in addition to the bad cholesterol and saturated fats that you get in animals, most animal products contain lots of chemicals as well because, you know, they build up in the fats of the animals.
And, Don, how important is exercise in reducing or preventing coronary health?
Exercise is very important. I think it's less important than most people think because I have a lot of people out there who are exercising avidly and still not following a plant-based diet, which is not what I recommend. But when you exercise, you're going to only lower your cholesterol about 1% to 5%, whereas if you go on a plant-based diet, it'll be more like 20% to 30%. And I've seen patients with as high as 70% reductions. And what it does is exercise helps stabilize that nitrous oxide system we talked about, and it tends to prevent fatal heart attacks. It doesn't seem to – you still get heart attacks, but not as many fatal heart attacks. So it is one of the important aspects of preventing coronary artery disease, not to mention the fact that when you exercise, you tend to maintain an ideal body weight and you feel better.
What are some other advantages to going on a plant-based diet?
Some of the other advantages would be things like less likely to be dementia, having a lot of the chronic disease like dementia, diabetes, cancer, the autoimmune disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis. Also, I think an important aspect is you're just helping contribute to less animal suffering in the world. And it's been shown that raising animal products is probably the leading cause of global warming and also environmental degradation around the world. I heard somebody, one of the comments, says if you want to take a ton of carbon out of the environment, buy a Prius. But if you want to take a ton and a half of carbon out of the environment every year, go on a plant-based diet.
Yeah, that's great. What is the place for drugs in the treatment of coronary artery disease?
They're very useful, and Dr. Esselstyn recommends using drugs if you need a total cholesterol of less than, to get your total cholesterol down below 150 and your low density below 90. And some doctors would even recommend lower. But it's amazing how many people can achieve those levels without drugs. And aspirin also maintains an important part, depending on the person's situation.
Dr. Forster, do you track your patients and see results when you recommend and they follow your instructions to going on a plant-based diet?
Oh, absolutely. You need to follow the markers. But in medicine, we've tended to concentrate on the markers, which are important, like cholesterol and some of the inflammatory markers, or glucoses and hemoglobin A1Cs for diabetes. But more important, I think, is tracking, are you actually reversing your disease? Are you stabilizing your disease? Or if you've had one heart attack, are you on a diet that will prevent another heart attack or just lower the amount? So I think in medicine we have a long way to go. We do better tracking markers, I think, because it's easier, and that's where the attention has been placed, and less well tracking actual populations and looking for curing diseases as opposed to just sort of controlling them.
Don, in the last minute, where can listeners get more information about the treatment of coronary artery disease and what's a good way to transition to a plant-based diet? I know so many people who say they absolutely can never do it.
Right. I think two things. Number one is the best single reference that I refer people to who have coronary artery disease or think they might or are worried about it is a book by Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn called Preventing and Reversing Heart Disease. And for those people who actually then want to make the change, PCRM, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, has a free 16-page booklet on their website called the Vegetarian Starter Kit. And they also run a free internet program called the 21-Day Kickstart Program that they run three times a year. And the next one is coming up January 3rd. So your listeners could go on the PCRM.org website, sign up for the 21-Day Kickstart that starts on January 3rd, and they get daily videos with short videos with giving them information, recipes, and tips. And there's also people that will answer their questions. They can just email in, and that starts January 3rd, but it's also done in March and September.
Dr. Donald Forster with Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Go to PCRM.org. Don, thanks for the great information and for joining us here on Animals Today.
Thank you very much, Lori. Have a great day.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust to keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
You hear a lot of talk about which car is best, which smartphone is best, which auto insurance company is best. You know the drill. But I wonder if I could talk with you for a minute about another kind of best, one very close to my heart, or should I say stomach? I'm talking about eggs. That's right, delicious farm-fresh eggs cooked up hot and flavorful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. To me, there's only one egg that truly is the best, the one that towers above all the others, Eggland's Best Eggs. What makes Eggland's Best the best? Well, first of all, there's the taste. I gotta say, no other egg tastes as fresh and delicious as Eggland's Best. I love mine over easy, but they're great any way you cook them. And then there's the nutrition. The fact is, compared to regular eggs, all natural Eggland's Best gives you more of the superior nutrition your body needs. Things like 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D, plus 25% less saturated fat. Pretty exceptional, don't you think? So let the car companies and phone companies fight over who's best. When it comes to eggs, there's only one best. Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Welcome back to the show. We're very pleased to welcome two women I have a great amount of respect for. They're working on a big problem in Mexico, and that is the huge overpopulation of dogs and cats without homes. Now, I personally have not been to Mexico for many years because seeing all these skinny, unattended animals roaming around and being unable to do anything about it was just too upsetting for me. So from Animal Advocates of the United States, I'm happy to welcome first Marlene Revlon, president of the organization. Marlene is a retired information technology consultant, and since 2006, Marlene's leadership has transformed a volunteer organization of two people to more than 100 U.S. and Mexican volunteers dedicated to ending the plight of street dogs and cats in Mexico. Welcome, Marlene.
Thank you, Lori.
And we also have on the line Ginny Ubunco, Community Outreach Representative for Animal Advocates of the U.S., an attorney in Southern California. Ginny has devoted her legal career to land conservation and wildlife protection. After learning about two American women who drove to Mexico every day to help sick and dying street dogs and cats at the dumps where the animals searched for food, Ginny was inspired to help these women. 3 years later, Ginny is now part of a team of over 100 volunteers helping the street dogs and cats of Mexico. Welcome, Ginny.
Thank you very much, Lori.
Marlene, can you describe the problem of the so-called street dogs and cats in Mexico?
Well, Lori, their main problem is finding food, water, and shelter, avoiding being killed by cars or abused, and dying from disease and starvation. Throughout Mexico, unwanted dogs and cats are routinely just searching the streets for any morsel of food that they can find.
Yeah. Yeah, so sad. Marlene, why is Animal Advocates of the U.S. helping street dogs and cats in Mexico?
Well, Lori, we go where the need is greatest. And at the moment, we see so much going on in Mexico. It's only 15 minutes from where we live, and we can do so much down there because the homeless animals there have a very different experience than do the homeless animals here in the U.S.
Marlene, I understand there was a pivotal day that inspired you to help these animals. Can you describe what happened?
Yes, Lori. Much like you, I would not go to Mexico. all of the parties and margaritas in the world could not get me there. But one day my best friend came over. She hurt her back, and she needed help unloading about 1,000 pounds of dog food that needed to be brought down to the city pound, which is called a parrera in Mexico. And I said, well, I really don't do Mexico, Donna. I'm sorry, that's out of the question. And she said, you can close your eyes until we get there, and then you can just take a nap on the way home. So I agreed, and we parked outside, and I could hear so much barking and crying, and at the time, I didn't know they had no food inside. She was the one bringing all of the food. So I helped her unload the truck, and then I sat in the office. And the next day, I couldn't help but going down there again, and I walked through one of the rows of the kennels, and gradually, over a period of probably 2 or 3 weeks, I ended up going through all of the kennels and taking out the sick dogs and, you know, replacing the water and handling just about everything I could.
Ginny, please describe the Rescue Without Borders idea. I understand animal advocates of the U.S. partners with rescue groups in Canada to help the street dogs and cats in Mexico.
Yes, yeah, so the basic question that we often get from interested persons in the United States is, why Mexico? We have such a need in the United States. And as Marlene has reiterated, we go where the need is greatest. So our volunteers, our supporters, and our donors see the street problem, the problem with the street dogs and cats in Mexico as the greatest need. So they view this problem without national boundaries. We go down there and take care of the animals in Mexico, but we also partner with international groups. We have an affiliated group in Canada that takes many of our chihuahuas that we rescue in Mexico, which are very popular in Canada, but hard to get, but very unpopular in Southern California, where the population of chihuahuas is very high. So we partner with various organizations in Canada to deliver animals that we rescue out of Mexico. So it is kind of a Canadian and United States endeavor to work in Mexico and to view the problem without borders.
Marlene, how are dogs and cats in the Mexican culture viewed differently than in the U.S.?
In the Mexican culture, an animal is a possession. The people, many of the people feel that they don't get hungry or cold, or even if they do think they feel those things, they don't really care. They're kept outside more often than not. Very many people don't even know what spay and neuter means. And then a lot of people do not want their animals spayed or neutered for whatever reason. We don't know.
And tell us, are things changing for the better?
I think changes have been seen in the last few years. There are now far fewer animals in the streets of Tijuana, Rosarito, Ensenada. That article has actually been in some of the local newspapers, and that is a result of all the great work that the spay and neuter groups are doing in Mexico. Most of that work is done by Mexican citizens. There are free, low-cost spay and neuter campaigns that are being set up in the poorest areas of town. Our organization is funding some of them as much as we possibly can with the donations that we get. And the rescue groups are now networking with all of the other rescue groups in Mexico via us and the Internet, and they have support that they've never had before. And Ginny will talk about some changes in the laws for helping animals.
So, Ginny, I understand there are legal developments that will help the dogs and cats. Tell us about them.
Well, the good news is that Mexico is on the right track. in terms of legislation. Mm-hmm. The laws are advancing in the right direction for animal protection and anti-cruelty laws. The challenge, however, is the enforcement. Although the political will is advancing towards protection, the general cultural will and the enforcement will is trailing behind. For instance, currently the selling of puppies by street vendors on street corners and at the border that many visitors encounter when they visit Mexico is prohibited. However, it is very difficult to get law enforcement to monitor and to enforce this law. Fortunately, we have grassroots individual Mexican nationals in Tijuana who are going out to the streets, monitoring the situation, and we're getting reports back that the local police are finally turning around and actually monitoring and enforcing the law in some instances. So this is how the federal law is actually sending out a trend, a message that Mexico is for animal protection. But it's a matter of the enforcement trickling down to the local levels.
So interesting. We are speaking with Marlene Revelin and Jeannie Mbunko. They're with Animal Advocates of the United States, and they are at www.animaladvocatesoftheus.org. We're going to talk more with them right after the break. You're listening to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. The show tackles the important issues concerning all animals, how they're treated by people, and their place in society. And, of course, we promote greater respect for and kindness towards all living creatures. Tell your friends about Animals Today. We air from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And you can go on and listen live on the Internet during the live show by going to our website, animalstodayradio.com, and just clicking the Listen Live button. And if you want to receive weekly show information and important updates about animals, you can subscribe to the Animals Today email list right there on the website. That's animalstodayradio.com. Animals Today Radio also archives all of our previous shows, so you can listen anytime. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Don't go away. More with Animals Today.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. We're speaking to Marlene Revelin and Jeannie Ubunko from the Animal Advocates of the U.S., and they're doing so much in Mexico to help these dogs and cats and the homeless ones. Wow. So just before the break, Jeannie, you guys were alluding to really trying to change the cultural attitudes and consequently behaviors, which of the people there, which is very challenging to say the least. Jeannie, could you tell us what you see as the main solutions?
Well, to change the cultural perspective on how animals should be treated in Mexico is two parts. One, education. That's a given. Two is basically showing up to provide the education and the means for somebody to change their behavior. Our organization currently goes to Mexico on a daily basis and works with Mexican nationals to provide the tools for individuals and communities to sustain a healthy animal protection environment. We provide food and shelter and medical treatment. You can't ask somebody to change their behavior to feed their animal if they don't have food. So we show up with the food. The next day, we help them to find other means of providing food. And ultimately, at the end, they will provide their own food. And this is the nature of education. You just can't talk to somebody and hope they change. You have to show up. And that's what we do on a daily basis.
Yeah. Marlene, please tell us about the campaigns animal advocates of the U.S. are conducting now.
Right now, we are working with a spay and neuter group called GFL, Give Some Life, and they are a group of five veterinarians that do every work, every single campaign. In Mexico, veterinarians typically are open from Monday to Saturday, and these vets give up their Sunday to come and do low-cost spaying and neutering. And the prices are very different in Mexico than they are in the U.S. So for under $20, they can spay or neuter an animal. And those campaigns, we fund as much as we can, as I said before, and those are the that is the way we are working through Mexico, one dog at a time. The other thing that we are spearheading is a shelter and a thrift shop in Rosarito. The current shelter in Rosarito is far out of town, and people don't have the, sometimes they don't even have gas to take their dog there. So we want to bring into the city of Rosarito a thrift shop and also make it a shelter so that people will get information about how to treat their animals, where they can bring them with a problem. Anything they need to know, they can come to us. And through education and sterilizations, we will see a big difference in the overpopulation of dogs and cats.
Very good. Jeannie, any additional thoughts you want my listeners to know, and what can my listeners do to help you and the animals of Mexico?
It's important for the American public to understand what drives animal advocates of the United States. We're the only organization that stops electrocution of dogs and cats as a method of euthanasia in the northern regions of Mexico. Currently, the federal laws of Mexico require that animals be euthanized so that they don't suffer. Because of the lack of funding, many regions of Mexico interpret that law to permit them to electrocute their animals as a method of euthanasia because they don't have the money or the funding or the cultural will to find other options. We bring humane euthanasia funding to those regions. Without Animal Advocates of the United States, animals in the six or seven regions of northern Mexico will be electrocuted as a form of euthanasia, and that includes sick, injured mother dogs, puppies, kittens, and cats. That method was stopped as a result of the Animal Advocates of the United States. Unfortunately, because of the economy, beginning in 2012, Animal Advocates of the United States will run out of funding for our humane euthanasia program, and electrocution of animals as a form of euthanasia will resume in the six regions that we are currently stopping that practice. So we are pleading to the American public to please assist us to maintain this program until we can influence those regions, either through funding from their own federal government or sustained efforts otherwise. We need funding in order to maintain the humane euthanasia program. Our other campaign that is really critical and immediate is the Warm for Winter programs. In the Pereiras, currently, there are anywhere from 300 to 500 animals that are housed in these Pereiras, and they do not have any form of shelter other than a kennel. There are no blankets, no dog shelters, and these kennels are often hosed down every day, and the animals are wet when night falls. So we have an immediate campaign to build these makeshift containers, and we have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We have a lot of different organizations in the United States that are helping us, but we need funding to purchase these shelters
to get to them now, not 2 months from now or 3 months from now when the temperatures drop anywhere from 10 to 20 degrees at night. So we do have immediate needs that the animals are critically needing at this time, and we ask the American public to go to our website and see what they can, how they can get involved, whether it's either donations or volunteering. We welcome and invite any assistance at any level, and your dollars will be spent so wisely.
Jeannie, I got to interrupt you. We're just coming down to the